Hello.
We're back.
It's Wednesday,
It is
5:17.
17. Hopefully everyone survived their Mother's Day. It
We had a
was
pretty good day.
we did. I spent some alone time just kind of talking to my mom. It just so happens to be that it would have been her birthday
Yep.
and Mother's Day. So I think it's every 6 years that her birthday fell on Mother's Day. So kind of bittersweet, but just telling her, we're still thinking about her and still miss her. And my grandkids got me a really nice wind chime. Because our porch is like completely covered in wind chimes, and
Not
they're
yet, real
well
close.
that we are close, but there's hooks on the inside and the outside, and it's a wraparound porch, so we got some more to go.
Oh, for sure.
But every one of them is different, and every one of them has some kind of a story behind it,
Pretty much, yeah.
which is kind of cool. Because do you remember when we went to go see Dad's uncle and his wife?
Oh, yes.
The garage that had the whole
Yeah.
interior of the garage hanging from the ceiling was all kinds of
It
different
was so cool.
that they had collected from everywhere.
And that's what I told myself from now on. Like, if I go somewhere, that's going to be like my souvenir item. You know what I mean? Is a wind chime because we have so much space here. And why not? Because then it's got another story with it. Where'd you get that? You know what I
A
mean?
story with it. They all have a different sound. Like I'm looking at one right now that's from Hawaii.
Yeah, that one is super cool.
It's all
It's
like
got
bamboo.
dolphins on it. And it's made of wood. Oh, you said bamboo. Never mind. Dirt, dirt.
So yeah. So it was a good day. I heard from all the kids and got some
Some
flowers.
flowers. Gia got me like that picture is so cute.
Oh my God.
Speaking of flowers,
When she showed that to
which
me.
is funny because of our tattoos. I didn't even think of that until just now.
No, I did.
Aw,
I did. When I saw it, I
yay.
was like, oh.
I didn't even think of that until just now. Because, like, we have a tattoo on us that is a flower, a daisy, and the stem is Grandma's signature. We got the tattoo artist to do that. Mom's got grandpas and grandmas like crisscrossed on her back, but I just have grandmas. And then Allie has grandmas too. But that's what the flower and then the kid's name is in writing as the stem.
And it's their birth flower.
Yes, yep. It was so cute.
Yes, that was a very cute idea.
And that book that Allie got me,
Oh.
I need to use it as content. Be ready for some of that once I get writing down some stuff. Let me go grab it because, like, I feel like I need to read a couple.
I read a couple. I was like, oh, that's gonna start a conversation. But we got a lot of stuff going on here. We got a lot coming up. We have so much stuff to do. Baby shower, wedding shower, get fitted for dresses, graduation. I don't even know how I'm keeping it all straight. I got lists of stuff that I have to get, and
You gotta plan and go with the flow and
I'm trying to go with the flow, but
try
I,
not
you
to
know,
stress yourself out.
yeah, because, then I'm like, oh, and I don't like that feeling
No, that is
at
not a good
all.
feeling.
So I'm like, okay, just make a list, and that's all I can do.
Just flow through it. At least you're not trying to fix up a house this year. At least it's just like play stuff. Not play stuff, but you know. It's not like hard work.
Okay, read a couple things
All
from
right,
the
yeah. Sorry. Okay, so the book is just like a journal, basically, but it's called My Opinions on Everything. And I think she got it at Meyer, maybe. I think. Anyways, just listen to the first one. How can science irrefutably prove whether there is an afterlife? I mean, I've seen signs, but it's just me. So, like, basically, it's going to be my opinions on everything. You don't have to listen, but I like my thoughts. I like what I think.
Well, isn't that what we're doing?
Thoughts into sound to share.
Right.
Transferring not that energy.
Right. Not that anybody has to have our opinions. Our opinions are our own. However, it might take you down a path of thinking differently.
Right. Or put a seed where you're like, oh, let me go back to that. I wonder about
or
that.
Or figure out what it is that, like, I'm not a creative person. Not in the artistic sense.
Right.
You know, putting different things together as far as, you know, planning and that kind of stuff. I'm good at that.
Right.
But... you know, artistic drawing, painting, that's none of me. You know, making minis. What else? Where was I going with that? Oh, figuring out, you know, what is your path? I guess, you know, I'm going to be 60 this year. So my thing this year is... it's all about me. Not that I'm gonna, you know, put anybody else by the wayside, but learning to say no. You know, what is it that I really, you know, what is it that I really want to do? What is it that, how do I want to spend my time? You know, life, you know, I want to live life to the fullest, but I also want to do the things that I want to do,
yeah.
Not the things that everybody else thinks I should do.
Right. Yeah. You got to live according to your own heart.
I've been following this lady on Sherry Diaz.
Yeah.
Slim Sherry.
Yeah.
And she's only 50, but she's got some. You know, she grew up in the same time, the 80s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So she's got some real introspective. It's not that you're hurting anybody. It's a matter of saying, you know, not living up to anybody else's expectations. Figuring out what it is that you, what are your own expectations?
Right. Yeah. What drives you? What motivates you? What do you love?
Right. And those are the things that you should be doing.
Right.
You know, work is always going to be work.
For sure.
I don't care what it is. Yep. If I could do what I do, make the amount of money that I make doing something else, maybe. But, you know, I like what I do. But when work is over, you shut it off.
Right.
You know? That's the time when you know, have to figure out what it is you do. You want to spend time with this grandkid that you haven't seen? Do you want to spend time with this kid that you haven't seen? Do you want to, you know, for instance, you've always wanted to go in a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Right? So we were talking about it last night. Mike and I are not going to be going in it, but you and Dad can.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's not my thing, but it's your thing.
Right.
You know, those are the things, you know, that you, if you want.
It's to, also still being happy for others.
Yes.
When they're, like, in their zone. You know what I
right.
mean?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's, and I think that just kind of reinforces the fact that that's one of the things that I had started doing since we moved here.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can get all caught up in all kinds of crazy crap. And sometimes I just go up to my room and I'm like, I have to stop for a minute and think, what is it? What do I need to do?
Right.
What do I want to do?
Right. Yeah.
And then just make my own priorities.
See, my thing is I always start with, what do I have to do? You know what I mean? And sometimes what I have to do makes me anxious inside. So I have to think about it, like, is it in my own head? Do I absolutely have to do this right now? Like, can it wait? Can I put it off? And most times, yes, it's in your own head that, like, oh, it has to be done right now, right now.
Well, see, and that's some of the things, like in the past, I'd be like, no, I have to do this, 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 and this.
Right.
You know, so I can't go here. I can't do this. Dishes? Laundry?
Right.
What? That shit's going to be there when I get back.
Right.
Will it irritate me?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Will it still be sticking in the back of my mind while I'm doing something else?
Yeah.
Sometimes. But it's making the conscious effort to, you know what? No, I'm going to live. I'm going to
choose. Yeah.
I choose to do this. I can do. People don't give a rat's ass if your floor is dirty.
No.
I don't have no babies crawling on the floor.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's funny because I told you the other day about angry vacuuming.
Just want to get that shit done.
Because for you, that's one of the things that you can't stand that under your feet, and you like to walk in bare feet.
Right.
And I get that.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem is we're not at the same level when it comes to that.
You ain't got my little quirk OCD thing.
Well, not for that anyway. So it's like, you know, you're like, oh, I gotta get it done. And then so you're angry vacuuming. I'm like, okay. You know, at first it was like, oh shit, should I be vacuuming? And now I'm like, I can vacuum. Just happens that you gets under your feet and that's your gig, you know? So I'll let you be.
Yeah.
Not that I won't vacuum.
Yeah.
You already did it.
Well. Yeah.
But it's hard too, because when I'm at home and I'm working from home, it's really hard, you know, who knows, because my email can blow up or my phone can blow up or,
right.
You know, that comes first.
And I think that is a lot for all of us in this 3 years, is learning to deal with other people.
Right.
And their moods, because we're not always rainbows and sunshine.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Mm-mm. So, like, we are finally starting to understand what each other's quirks are and what pisses each other off and what makes each other happy. And I feel like we're starting to get the rhythm of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard in the beginning of moving into a generational living situation.
Where
you know what I mean?
Well, it is. I mean, you got...
Only because I see, like, the differences sometimes, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when Keegan comes here and how the kids are daily, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I just see differences, and it's... The whole generational living thing is a whole lot that I don't think people even know about, or even, you know what I mean? People living singly, or people living with their husband or their kids, you know what I mean? See their family every so often.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Let's go to grandma's house and let's do this.
Right.
No.
Like, I'm going to make cupcakes with them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
you get all the good stuff.
Right. Exactly.
None of the bad stuff.
No. And most times, like, the home is for, like, free expression,
mm-hmm.
not good impressions.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they have to learn at home how to be out in the outside world. And if you're not going to teach them, who is?
Right.
You know what I mean? And it has been a real struggle for me lately, because they're not grasping on and we keep cycling, you know what I mean? And I get that they're both at the same level because they're at the same age, you know what I mean? One's boy, one's girl, they have different shit, but they're still doing the same shit together.
Well, and part of that is they've had mom and dad.
Right.
And sisters.
Right.
Up until the last 3 years.
Exactly.
So the whole dynamic has changed.
Completely.
You ain't my mom.
Right.
No, but I'm your grandma. I'm your mama's mama.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, well, my mom lets me. Well, That's your mom.
Your mom's not here right now.
And that's, you know, I think they're starting to grasp on some of that.
Right.
For the most part. I mean, nobody's perfect.
Yeah, right.
Not even myself.
Right.
I mean, even when I, you know, there are sometimes I'm like, oh, no, just stop talking.
Right.
Just stop talking. Nana's going out to her room.
I can't have no more words right now.
No more words. I'll come talk to you later.
Right.
You know, and
sometimes luckily, you need to change that energy because it's not gonna be the way you want it to be in that moment.
And I refuse to do that to myself.
Right. Yep.
And to my grandkids.
Right. Yep.
So it's like, you know, it's different because I know we had talked about it before. Because so you know when you talked about Keegan comes here. Well, he comes here sometimes on the weekend. To say the weekend, summer, he comes more,
right.
You know, but, you know, the twins are here day in and day out.
Right.
So it's kind of like, you know, it's for Keegan, it's like if grandma didn't live with him.
Right. For sure.
And the kids are like, dang, grandma.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Why are you... It's still the same expectations,
right.
Regardless,
right.
Of who the child is,
right.
But they all see it a little bit different,
for sure.
So,
for sure,
only because Nana's here every day, and you on my ass, Nana.
Right?
Why are you on my ass? So the biggest thing that they throw up is, "Well, my mom said."
Right.
I said, "Well, your mom's not my boss."
Your mom's not my mom. And that's one thing I've been telling them lately, too. Like, I'm the mom. I have...
Go ahead. Right. You're the mom.
Perfect. I'm the mom. I have all the power over you. Like, don't you get it? Like, I am the magician. You don't get it yet. Like, one day you'll see it. But, like, be nice to me. You know what I mean? Like, be nice or else you won't have a happy life. You know what I mean? Like, you won't have things. I'm not giving kids that act like shits anymore privileges or anything good. You know what? Not like that I treat them like shit or
no.
Bad to them, but they shouldn't get shit for being shits.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You want me to take you to the gas station, but you just berated me.
You want me to go buy you a boba tea that are like $5, but you're going to be rude because I didn't do this at... Right here? What? So, yeah, no, I keep reminding them.
Well, it's hard, too, especially for them, because now the media and electronics...
Or the shows that...
The shows that are on... I literally don't... Seriously, I can't believe some of the shit that's on TV.
I know.
And the cartoons.
Yeah.
These are not cartoons.
No.
These cartoons are not geared to kids.
No.
Actually, if you look back, they never have been.
No. No. Not really.
I mean, even Bugs Bunny and the Roadrunner.
Yeah, there's been
or the Wile E. Coyote.
There. Yeah.
Blowing up shit.
And that's the thing. Like...
They think that's normal.
Well, that's the thing. Like, from a young age, like, nowadays, in this generation, like, it's so messed up the way we learn and how life is supposed to be and what you learn in school. Like, none of it even...
Supposed to be.
Exactly.
What they tell you it's supposed to be like.
Right.
If you're a good, that I think that's the piece that everybody's missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we moved out here, because
right.
I'm done.
I don't want to be by that shit.
I no, and for the kids, it's going to take them a little bit, It'll be good because you're the type of parent that really doesn't hover,
mm-hmm.
but you allow them to express themselves,
right.
See what they're interested in, let their mind wander, you know, do different things
right.
that might pique their interest versus, you know, here, I'm gonna sit you in front of the TV.
Or be so stuck in one certain way, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to homeschool, we're going to do this, this, and this. You know what I mean?
Right. Like,
they still want that, what's the word I'm looking for? Like camaraderie, like friendships with other people. You know what I mean? And I feel like as a human, human souls need that. To feel alive, to feel how to deal with life on a day-to-day basis or with other people, you know, like, yeah, they're going to go through rough times, but they're going to come out of it stronger in the long run.
And seeing everything from a different perspective versus all one way.
For sure.
You know, like when you're, you know, if you're a news watcher or whatever, you know, some people are, I'm channel 7 or I'm channel 2 or whatever, because I like them. But all you hear is that. If you don't ever add anything else in from other avenues or other sources,
yeah,
that's all you see.
Right.
You forget to see all the other things that are going on.
You put your blinders on.
Right. Then that's all you see.
Right.
Once you chill, put the phone down, put the TV away, shut it off, go walk out in nature, do different things. That's when you begin to see that there's a whole nother world out there.
Right.
Yes, there are some bad things and there are some bad people and that, but I'm not going to live my life in fear.
No, and in most, like 90% of the situations you put yourself in, are the reasons you have the experiences that you do. Mm-hmm. You put yourself in bad situations, of course you're going to experience something bad. It's like, don't create bad karma for yourself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to put yourself in a good situation, you're going to get something good out of it. Like, it just, it's cause and effect. And I don't think that people really grasp onto that yet.
And I can't say this enough. Just be a good human being. You don't have to like everyone, and not everyone has to like you.
Yeah, no.
But if you're a decent person,
yeah,
you know, people are going to do shit that are going to piss you off. People are going to do stuff that are wrong. People make mistakes, you know, and everybody's fallible. We're human. But the thing is when you're dealing with someone, don't treat them like they're a piece of shit.
Right. Because they're another human soul.
You know?
They don't want to feel like that.
Not everybody's walked the same road that you've walked.
Right.
You know? Not everybody's, I don't want to say enlightened, but, you know, some people are, you know, are in different stages of their life.
Exactly.
And where they are in their soul life.
Their spiritual life.
Life, whatever you may want to call it.
And part of us humans is raising each other up to that level. And people get mad at you when they don't understand what you're talking about. Or they think that you're lying. You know what I mean? Like, people get so mad at that. And like, hate on you or whatever, but like, you can't keep that path. You gotta keep going forward because you're already at a certain level. And just because you're at that level doesn't mean that you can be mean to those people that are lower than you. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, you have to be still caring in a sense. And sometimes I want to argue with people so bad on the internet, and I'm like, I'm keeping peace on my insides, because it's, they say, like, the world doesn't revolve around you. Well, technically it kind of does, because, like, it's how you feel on the inside that, like, your universe revolves around you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're feeling good. You're going to give off good vibes to those people that you encounter in your life. It's just the way it works.
Which goes back to what I said, being a good human being and treating everybody with respect.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't matter.
You're going to get dharma in return.
Male, female, gay, straight, black, Chinese. It doesn't really, it doesn't matter. Mexican, it doesn't matter.
No, it's the human aspect.
Right.
And I think that's, you know, what we're
are there
forgetting.
Everybody else is in their own path, whatever that may be, based upon their color, the area that they live in, state they live in. It doesn't, it matters to them because it's their life.
Right, yeah, their journey.
And that's their journey. I'm more than happy to help anyone to help them figure out if they want assistance.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'm not going to be less me.
Yep.
To suit someone else.
Right. Yeah. Yep. No.
I don't know. I've always just handled my shit. And even more so now.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, I mean, I've always been that way. I may not have been as enlightened. I try not to let things get to me anymore. Because you know what? It's not good for my inside.
Right, exactly. No.
It's not good for my soul.
It doesn't feel good.
No.
That's what I keep telling the kids. Like, do you want to feel good? Like, yay, I love and happy. Or do you want to feel bad? Like, don't do bad shit and you won't feel bad. Like, it's
angry
on you.
And pissed and...
Right. Like, once you... And I'm sorry, but like... Peace, to me, is addicting now. Like, I am addicted to peace. Like, I never thought in my whole existence of life that I'd be addicted to that feeling. Mm-hmm. But I am. Like, I have to go outside. I have to find, like, the things that, like, I love because I'm addicted to that feeling.
But you also are at the point where you actually notice it. Like, the other day, we went out in the backyard and we started playing with Athena with the
frisbee.
With the frisbee.
Yeah.
And I just stopped for a minute and I like the smell of fresh cut grass.
Yeah.
You know, taking the time to, you know, it's cliche, taking time to smell the roses or whatever, but to, you know, stop.
Yeah.
You don't, every minute of every day, you do not have to be doing something.
No, you do not. Nope, because nope. That's when you find your peace or God again or the reasons why or... You know what I mean?
Sometimes, like, you need that nap.
Yeah. Sometimes you need to be bored. That's just the way it goes.
Sometimes you have to be comfortable with yourself.
Yes. Yep. It's okay to be lonely. You know what I mean?
Just because
you're,
well,
with you.
Just because you're alone doesn't necessarily mean you're lonely.
Exactly.
Like, do I miss Dad when he goes down there? Absolutely. Do I relish the time when I'm by myself? Absolutely.
Right.
That also helps me get my alone time.
Get back in touch with you.
Right.
That's why self-care is so good.
It really is. I can't preach that enough. You know, everybody's like, some people work, maybe not work, but... you go get a massage once a month? Yep. Sure do. Why? Because it helps me. That's a piece of my self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and girl, turn me on to some lashes. Now I don't have to put mascara that I think freaking stinks.
Yeah.
On my eyes. And I absolutely love them.
I know. I love them too.
Like...
it's so great, like, waking up in the morning and being like, damn, girl, you look good and ready for the day. Like, before, you couldn't see my eyelashes because they're translucent.
And mine are actually pretty long. They're just straight.
Right.
Straight out.
Right.
So, it's, you know.
It just makes me feel good a
right.
little bit. Like,
and
I don't have to wear makeup.
And nobody pays my bills. Nobody,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
What I choose to do with my money or not, or do for myself, I'm not a drug addict. I don't do drugs. I very rarely drink. So, it's like, These are things for my self-care.
Yeah, because you want to feel good.
To make me feel good.
It also makes me feel really good knowing that we're supporting the local mom, like Paisley's friend's mom. So it just makes me feel good, too.
Yeah, just like...
all around.
I wanted to get some new soap. And I went to Rebecca's.
Yep.
And lo and behold, and there was another... okay, so what I bought was homemade soap that's made here locally by a local mom.
That's awesome.
That started out of her house.
Yeah.
And she still does it out of her house, but she's got these cute little labels, and one's like a black raspberry vanilla, and the other one was a boba tea.
They smelled so good.
With mango. I'm like, oh. That's why I took it with the mango this morning. I was like, ooh, that felt good. And then... but and then on the other side there was another locally made that was made in Lapeer. Yeah. And it was like hand soaps and all that kind of stuff, which reminds me of what we got when we went to the first thing at the school.
Oh,
remember how mom had made her own
soaps? Yeah,
hand soaps. And there was no like phosphates, no none of that
garbage in it,
right? So it's like, ooh.
It makes me want to...
I wonder if that lady has a hair bar.
Oh, that's what I want.
That's the
I've
next
been
thing.
Wanting that for sure. Some hair bars. Yep.
Her number's on there, too.
We might have to look.
Uh-huh. Just the thought.
Yep.
Shoot.
Or put it in her ear. You know what
right?
I mean? Like, what? Oh, maybe I should
want a hair bar. Yeah, no kidding. Or maybe these are hair and body. I didn't even think.
Yeah, no.
But I definitely would need one that's like a conditioner.
But soap bars last so much longer than body wash. Like, stop buying body wash and just buy you a good, organic, natural bar of soap. And it will last you 3-4 times as long as a bottle of body wash.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Shampoo and conditioner's next.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I did find this really good kind when we went to Meijer, and it smells so good. It was like a different, like I was on that Dr. Teal's,
mm-hmm.
but we went to Meijer and they didn't have it, and it was this other like organic coconut. Oh, it smells so good. I'm addicted to coconuts too.
Smells like summer.
Yes, yes. I want to go swimming.
So pool's next. Dad's got the... drained.
We need to order the water kit, or like the water testing kit. I need to get on Mike on that.
I mean, I can order it. You just gotta tell me where.
I will look it up and send you the link then.
Okay, that'll work. That way we have that. So, probably, hopefully Sunday, beginning of next week, we open the pool.
Heck yeah. Did you say you don't work part of the week next week?
Thursday and Friday. Okay. I work Monday and Tuesday, and Wednesday I go in the office.
Well, then maybe like we need to, well, that is the next project, is getting that going so we can do the bigger project.
Which is building the deck.
Yep.
That's next.
We also need to go looking, hot tub looking.
Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to do, was to go over there and see what they got. Pricing.
Maybe Thursday after? Tomorrow's Thursday.
Tomorrow I'm in the office.
Oh, I forgot.
And I have to go get some stuff for...
the doggies. Right.
Well.
Oh. Sorry.
Amelia.
Oh, right.
And a baby shower that's coming up. The day of your race.
I forgot we were leaving for Virginia on Friday.
Yes, you
I
are.
I just looked at my calendar and was like, oh, yeah.
I'm like, no, you're leaving early.
Yeah, we can go hot tub looking on maybe like Monday or Tuesday or something.
Okay, that'll work.
Yeah, we're leaving for Virginia on Friday. And the kids don't know, so don't tell them if you're listening to this that we're going to pick up a drag bike. Because they had like a four-wheeler and they've rode it for a few years, but it's time to let them go faster. So We're going to pick up a drag bike in Virginia. A little road trip, me and my husband overnight. And going to be back on Saturday to surprise them with it. And I feel like they're going to crap their little pants. They're going to be so excited. Okay, I'm just going to read a couple more of these from my opinions on everything because we got distracted talking about things. So, let's see. What was another good one that I've seen?
I kept flipping. I kept finding really good ones. And then there's some towards the end. And it's weird because each one of them has a different symbol.
I know. It's really cool. Like, is it possible to develop true wisdom without having personal experience with troubled times? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You live and learn. I feel like that's how your character is developed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or you learn what you really want or what makes you feel bad or, you know, like, you have to go through struggles in order to achieve success.
Or come out the other side.
Exactly.
And know and see things from a different perspective.
Well, and if God's going to bring you to it, God will bring you through it.
And it does happen. And there, we never, you know, we go, like, it's the same thing with anything in life. You know, you're struggling and you have no idea. You have to lay it down at his feet because there's a reason that you're there.
There's a reason why. What do you need to learn in that moment?
What do you need to learn? And put it at his feet. He'll, you'll see it on the other side.
Right.
You don't know it while you're going through it.
Yeah.
You know, some things that I think about, you know, when they had to lay me off.
Yeah.
From my other job.
Right.
I was devastated. My boss was devastated. I'm like, what the hell?
Right.
And I thought I'd be there forever. And then I got other experiences with a really good HR director in the automotive industry.
Yeah.
And she was awesome. And then I followed her to another place after there. But then she went somewhere else. And then my needs changed.
Right.
It was like, it was my time to go somewhere different.
Yeah.
And that's when I started working in the nursing home. That really gave me a different perspective.
Oh, I'm sure.
And trained me for knowing that when grandma got sick, she would never go into a nursing home.
Right, right.
I did what I could.
Every experience
while I was there.
They change you.
Right.
Yeah. Fundamentally, at the core, they change you.
And then I changed after that because I knew, you know, at some point I was going to retire. What did I want to do? You know, I've changed jobs 3 times since I've been here.
Right.
But I ain't going nowhere now.
Right.
I like what I do. Well, is there a possibility? I guess there's always a possibility.
Right.
That I would take another job still with, you know, them. But no. I literally worked this job from the ground up.
Right.
I mean, I think we've talked about it before. I mean, for the first 6 months, I was like, what the hell did I get myself into? I know I'm good.
Right.
But I had to put the work in.
Right.
You know, you can't just, you know, some people
think they can't just sit back and think everything's going to change.
No. And, you know, the best thing about it is I think my boss and I have a really good relationship now. And myself with my staff.
Yeah.
My staff don't ever want to leave. They don't ever want me to leave. And we get a lot accomplished. So to me, that says a lot. But I'm always willing to pitch in and, hey, do you need some help? What's your need?
Right. How can we fix this?
Right.
What's up?
Like, oh, shit. You know?
Right.
But, so that, long story short, there's always a reason why you go what you go through.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we just don't know while it's happening.
True that.
All you can do is deal with it with grace.
Sometimes it's not so easy.
Sometimes it's not so easy, depending on what it is. Just like I've had a lot of health scares, kind of.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but I take matters into my own hands. You know, I'm responsible for me.
Right. Yep. Because nobody's gonna love you the way that you can love you.
And nobody knows my body like I know my body. When
Exactly.
I know something's wrong, when
Right,
I know
right.
something's weird,
That intuition, man, that gut don't lie.
you know, it's funny because the new doctor, since we've been out here, now he knows me, and he actually, between him and the cardiologist, and you know, I don't play. I
Right.
tell him exactly how it is. This is what it is. You still smoke? Yep. You gonna quit? Hopefully.
Right.
It's a goal. Do I smoke as much as I used to? Nope. Am I trying to quit? Yeah. Is it gonna happen? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
I'm
I'm
gonna
just
tell
trying to
you
be truthful and honest.
right. There isn't any other way to be, but I think now I've got him, my primary care physician, to a point where he's like, he gets me,
Right.
you know. And now I think we may have some things figured out. So, cause and effect,
Root cause.
root cause.
That's one thing doctors lack.
We were treating symptoms, and now I think we've gotten to the root cause.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. And then the glaucoma thing was just a like
Here
a
you go.
where'd you come
Right.
from? Can't you things about
I
hereditary.
also feel that like glaucoma has a lot to do with oxygen and blood levels. Your eyes are connected.
It also has to do with blood pressure because it's pressure in your eyes.
Exactly. That's
So
even more of a reason to look into dragon's blood, that link that I sent you. Like,
I will.
I feel like so many people should look into that, but I can only scream it from rooftops so loud.
If one person listens and it works, is it worth it? Absolutely.
If you look into and it works, that's everything, I guess. You know what I mean? Like if it helps you, then I've done my job. Because it keeps synchronizing in my brain. You know what I mean? And the more I pay attention and everything that you're going through, and I keep reading oxygen and grandma, you know what I mean? Like maybe we can fix things.
You know which one she used to take?
What?
Metoprolol.
The same one? Interesting.
For her AFib. Just.
You're gonna read that link that I sent you, okay?
Okay.
I feel like it needs to happen.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Atrial.
Yeah.
Arteries. Keep thinking in my brain.
So, we have a lot of stuff coming up. A lot of stuff we got going on.
What's another one in here? I don't even know what that means.
What does it say?
Will humans ever become fully actualized? Huh? What'd that mean? Like, normally I understand things, but that, like, what does that mean?
Like, here, let's do it this way.
We can Google it?
uh-huh.
All right, so we're Googling.
Let's see what Google comes up
What does
with.
actualized mean?
Ever
Oh, she's actually looking it up.
be.
Actualize. Oh, fully actualize.
I think here's how I would take that to mean.
Okay.
Oh, it says a definition. Oh.
To be fully human is to be complete in every sense of the word. It is to have a body, mind, and soul that are in harmony with each other and the universe. It is to be able to experience all of life's emotions, both good and bad, and be able to express them in a healthy way. We're living to that point.
Oh my God, yes. Hello. I really...
That said it in a more official way than I would have said it.
Right.
But being aware.
Right, yeah.
Of everything.
Yeah.
That everything is connected. Your heart, your mind, your body, your soul.
All is one.
It is one. If you always have negative thoughts, negative shit happens.
Exactly. Like, once you fully realize the power of your mind and the power of manifestation, you will, boof, like, it will blow your mind and you will expect nothing less. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want anything less than what I've been given now, you know? Like, I nope. I want what I want, and we's gonna get it. That's just how it goes. And I'm not saying, like, be mean to get what I want, or... Right. It's not even about other people. It's about how I feel inside, or...
Right.
What has been driving me for so long, mm-hmm. or, you know? Like... I don't know.
That's good.
Call me crazy.
Crazy Chrissy.
Yeah, that's what Mike calls me. It's fine.
That's okay. We'll be over here living life. You know. Glad it's spring.
Me too.
Oh, good Lord.
I know. I can't wait to finish around the pool and just be able to chill once that's... Well,
we spent sort of 5 hours, all of us, out there moving rocks.
Yeah.
Freaking rocks.
Rock and roll.
But we still have some left, and we've already done halfway around the pool.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more rocks to do the rest of the pool, but thank you to our friends who came over and put some of the dirt back around the pool.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah.
Always looking out.
It's now, you know.
Fix the driveway.
Yes. I was so excited.
Fix the driveway so much that I don't think that we're going to have to buy rocks for it or driveway dirt for it.
Driveway dirt. Limestone.
There we go. Okay. I don't know what to call it.
No. That was one of the things that I was going to do last year before all the stuff with Grandma's house. And after this winter was over, we were like, oh, good God. He's like, hey, I'll just drag it. Let's see what happens. Okay, Bri. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, it's like a new driveway. He graded it. It looks so good.
There was like four like little holes. Not like holes, but like potholes. Like mini potholes in the driveway.
Yeah.
But once he graded it, they were like pretty much gone.
Right. And that was a big one down where the gutter, because we have gutters on the house that go underneath the ground. Well, where it comes out is right at the edge of the driveway.
Yeah.
So that area right there would get soaked and flooded and then you'd get hit the hole on your way through.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh, good God. So that's all gone.
I know. It's so nice now driving down the driveway.
I know.
Oh, like, foodoop, you know?
So, yeah. So... You know, if you do good things for people, you help them, you know, without wanting anything in return, it always comes back to you.
Speaking of, we had our first race last weekend, and it was amazing and so much fun, and everybody was so nice, and our computers worked very well, because sometimes the computer's a little haywire. And we had a new lady join, and she even, like, helped, and I was so happy that she was brave enough to try to do it, because she seen me, and she was like, ooh, but then she was doing it, and it's just such a good atmosphere, you know what I mean? Like, being at the racetrack, like, drag racing, like, not horses, like, four-wheelers and side-by-sides, but, like, we volunteer, And so, like, yes, it's a shit ton of work and you're so tired afterwards, but it's like the experience, the atmosphere, the people, the, like, even the lady that helped me, like, she also fed me. She was like, I just cook all the time when I'm here. And I'm like, well, then I will eat your food. I love food. I won't have to buy anything from the food truck. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's a little scary because sometimes you get like a little tummy ache afterwards. It just depends on what you eat or whatever. And I was like, well, if I'm eating your food, I know I'm good.
Right.
So she made what, I think it was like a steak and, I don't know, some kind of steak something, but it was delicious. So it's just like sometimes you have to put yourself out there to experience things in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just love me some racetrack people.
And how racetrack. Different it is now compared to where it was when you first started going out there.
Oh, God. It was not only was it hard to be there, it was hard to be around some of the people. And it was a fucking mess. A hot mess. Like, there was junk everywhere. So, like, we cleaned it up. We're starting to make improvements. I think people that used to come there are starting to see the fruits of our labor. You know what I mean? Not so much mine, as opposed to the guys. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
But, like, they're starting to see that, like, the improvements that we're making, like, we're really trying to make it good, you know? Like, the windows, oh, my God. To look through the windows to see the races or even to, like, open it to talk to the people. Like, it, the improvements that we're making are going to last us and not only make it better for us, but make it better for them, mm-hmm. you know?
For their experience.
Exactly, mm-hmm. you know? I just love it.
It's not like, you know how like you go camping?
Right.
So you go camping and you got, you know, you camp because you like it, but then there's drama and then there's, you know, shit laying around and nobody picks it up or whatever.
Right.
And then you go and somebody cleans it up. Most of the drama's gone.
Yep.
It's it looks great. You have fun. That's it's like night and day.
Right. Yeah. Well, field the dreams. If you build it, they will come. And we had a really awesome weekend for Test and Tune last weekend. I'm a little nervous because next weekend's our next one, but it's Memorial weekend. Mm. But it doesn't matter either way. We're still going to enjoy it and be around each other. And
it's just on Sunday.
The kids are going to have their shit to ride. Oh, I'm so excited.
Man.
I'm scared too. We're all scared.
Yeah.
But I think we've given them ample time to learn on something that's slow, something that, like, now it's learning curve on something new.
Does it have wheelie bars?
It's going to. Okay. It doesn't come with one, but okay. The guy posted a picture on Mike's post on Facebook, and it had a kid on a wheelie bar, and the bike was like this, and I was like, wait, that's not the same bike. He's like, no, it's repainted, and I was like, it doesn't have a wheelie bar. He's like, I'm going to make a wheelie bar. I was like, okay, good job, Dad, because I was going to be like, it's a wheelie bar. You're not riding it like that. So, yeah, no, it'll have a wheelie bar.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. But they'll be like up where the fastest kids are now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's, like, Brooklyn and Owen and Gavin and I think maybe another kid. But most of those kids have drag bikes or blasters or faster bikes than the rest of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, now they'll actually be able to compete with the fast kids. So that'll just tickle their little fancies. And that adrenaline rush you get from the track anyways is like no other, so.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fun. I'm excited. Yeah. I wish I was snoring like that dog over there. It's fine. I still can't believe that the school hasn't called and said that they're not doing that today.
No, sunshine.
And they're having a fun run with water after school. Like, I really hope that these kids don't get sick. I'm going to squirt some silver in their mouth when they get home just to be on the safe side. Y'all out in the cold air and wet. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. I think I'm talked out.
I think so too. Like 55 minutes.
So I see that there people are listening.
What's up, listeners? How you be? Did you listen to this?
I see you listening. I see you listening. You know, we're getting views or listens or whatever. No comments.
Yeah, we would like to have some conversation. Communication is key in life, so.
Not that it's going to affect me and my perception. But I always am willing to listen to, if you've got a different opinion, might be something that I haven't even thought of.
Right.
You know, I'm a learner. I'm a lifelong learner. True. Period. Yeah. Yep. So, if you agree, if you don't agree, that's okay too. You know, but let us know. What do you think?
Leave us a comment or even like a review. Spotify, Google Play, Facebook. Not Facebook. Yeah. Well, we are on Insta Scam, Unfiltered Specialty, but just there. So, like the podcast platforms, you could leave us a review. That would be amazing of you.
That would be nice because I know you guys are listening.
Yeah.
So,
let us know or just have a listen and
have a great Thursday. Spring.
It's Wednesday, Mom.
What did I say?
Thursday.
Did I say Thursday?
You did. You said have a great Thursday.
Have a great Wednesday. It's hump day. And enjoy the weather. Yeah, it's a little cooler today, but the sun is out. You're going to get some rain tomorrow. Whatever. But it's spring. That's what spring is about.
Right.
New growth. Things blooming.
Yep. Full bloom.
Getting off the winter blahs.
I seen a quote on a sign yesterday that said nothing in nature blooms all year. Maybe if you were like living in a state that bloomed all year, but take the time to enjoy the things in front of you or the flowers. Like take the time. Okay, bye.